The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901, and by the National Pest Management Association. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Under pressure from customers, mainly us, Saudi Arabia has announced it will pump more oil this summer. And yet,
there was really nothing at this meeting that's going to bring immediate relief to the consumer.
Because analysts like Peter Butel say it's not what the Saudis did announce, but what they didn't or couldn't announce that matters. More after this from Charlie. Even Saudi Arabia doesn't like oil prices to be this high.
Their fear is that the demand for oil will lower because it's gotten so out of hand in terms of price.
CBS's Pamela Falk. That's exactly what happened in the 80s when people worried that heating oil could hit $1 a gallon. Americans insulated their homes so that when oil supplies bounced back, demand didn't, prices tanked, and Saudi princes had to eat unpeeled grapes. So today, with oil well above $130 a barrel, the Saudis are motivated to pump more, if only to keep us hooked. And indeed, over the weekend, they announced that they would pump more. But one thing was missing. They did not make a commitment to a specific amount. Sounds like a small point, I know, but it feeds into the main reason prices are so high. Some speculators are guessing that the reason the Saudis weren't willing to guarantee a specific amount of oil production isn't because they didn't want to, but because they couldn't. Which could mean that they don't in fact have as much oil as they would like the world to believe. Analyst Phil Flynn says the Saudis could remove all doubt if they wanted to.
Let in some foreign people with their technology to assess those fields. If we get a good report, I think we could knock off a lot of the price of oil.
That would be a nasty surprise for a lot of speculators. Of course, if the experts came in and the oil wasn't there, well then, cross your fingers that global warming kicks in before winter. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 23rd, 2008.